everyone, and welcome to the Chi-Town Hockey Podcast. I'm your host, Jake Golden. So I'd like to thank you for joining me today. I'm going to go ahead and jump right into some of the news coming in the past week or so from the Blackhawks. Sorry I haven't been on the podcast lately. Just been having a lot of things going on. But I'm back now, so I'm hoping to get this podcast out and keep it going smoothly for you guys again. But to jump right into the latest news for the Blackhawks, I'm going to go ahead and start out with the Blackhawks have made the decision to cancel the annual Blackhawks convention at the Hilton Chicago. So if you were going, I know they're working out refunds for the tickets and the hotel and all that stuff they're working out right now. So if you were going, I know they're working that stuff out right now. But to get into a little bit more news, I'm going to go ahead and start with probably one of the bigger headlines of the last week or so, is that the Blackhawks have signed defenseman Ian Mitchell to a 3-year entry-level contract, and the annual average value was not disclosed. All right, so just to get into kind of some of the details about Ian Mitchell, he was drafted in 2017 in the second round, and he was drafted 57th overall. And by signing with the Blackhawks, he will forgo his senior season at Denver University. So Ian Mitchell, he is 21 years of age. He's 5'11 and 174 pounds. So obviously he's not too big of a body, but the way he models his game, he doesn't really need to be. So he's a right shot defenseman, and he does model his game after Duncan Keith. And at Denver University, he played 116 games, and he had 71 assists, which is 11th most among Denver University defensemen all time. So already, he has an upside offensively. And last year, in 2019-2020, he was tied for 6th among NCAA defensemen with 32 points, and his current stat line is 10 goals, 22 assists, and 32 points. So, obviously, like I said, he does have that offensive upside, which is something the Blackhawks definitely need from their defensemen, as they're looking to get kind of that depth scoring there. So, with this signing, it's now showing that Mitchell now being signed and Boqvist being signed, that they are the future of the Blackhawks' blue line, although you still have Duncan Keith and Brent Seabrook, both signed through 2023 and 2024, respectively. So you obviously have a couple more years of those guys. But really beyond that, between 2023 and 2024, really Mitchell and Boqvist are looking to be your top pairing defensemen, or top two defensemen, I should say. So they really are trying to look ahead to the future here by signing Ian Mitchell. And Ian Mitchell obviously is excited to sign with the Blackhawks, forgoing his senior season, because we all know that he loved it there in Denver. And he does have some similar traits to Cale Makar, and he's shown that with his offensive stats in the NCAA. So that's definitely an upside for the Blackhawks, as they are looking for some more secondary scoring, especially from their defensemen. And with Slater Cuckoo being a restricted free agent next year, and Brent Seabrook coming back from surgery, and DeHaan coming back from surgery, they definitely should be looking to add some more defensemen into the mix, because you don't know, is Seabrook still going to be that NHL defenseman, or is Seabrook really going to be that 7-8 defenseman who is sitting every other night, or every 3 games, or something like that. And then DeHaan coming back from shoulder surgery. This is now his second shoulder surgery in the last 2 years, I believe. So you really don't know if he's going to be the same, even though he has shown that he can be a number one defenseman while he's healthy. But that doesn't matter if he's not healthy. And if he comes back and he isn't the same, that really is where you're going to need these young guys such as Ian Mitchell and Adam Boqvist to step up, take on larger roles, and really develop into these defensemen that the Blackhawks need them to be. Okay, so next I'm going to go and get into a little bit different news. The Blackhawks and Stan Bowman, per multiple sources, are willing to make Dylan Strome available this offseason. And he's not just making him available, he's making him available for, quote, close to nothing. And this is where I think Stan Bowman is really going to mess up. Because, yes, he did have a down year last year, only had about 50 points, which is not what the Blackhawks were expecting from him. Or, excuse me, I think he had about 30 points. He had 50 the year prior. So they were expecting him to be around that more of 58 or so, if I'm not mistaken, that he was at in 18-19. And he wasn't. However, it is expected that he is going to rebound. So this is something the Blackhawks need to look at and say, okay, we can give him another year or two, and if he doesn't rebound and if he's still only a 30-point scorer, then yeah, maybe we can move him, because with the Blackhawks drafting Kirby Dach in the next couple of years, or in the next even year or two, he really can develop into your number two center. But they need to keep the center depth. Because that is something that the Blackhawks have not been good at over the years. Other than Jonathan Toews, the Blackhawks have not kept depth in the center position. And some of that comes with winning the championships that they did. But they still have had a problem with keeping the depth at center. You've seen it. Michael Hanzus coming and going. Brad Richards. Even Andrew Shaw, who played center for a little bit. So, if Stan Bowman decides to trade Dylan Strome, then you really don't have a great center line or center depth chart going there. Now, if he decides to keep Dylan Strome, on the first line is most likely going to be Toews. Second line is most likely going to be Strome. On the third line, you have Dach. And on the fourth line, you can probably say either Kampf or Carpenter. So obviously, that's a pretty solid line of center line down the middle right there. But if you trade Dylan Strome, you have on the first line is most likely going to be Toews. On the second line, I'm projecting it to be Dach. On the third line, this is where the uncertainty starts. You can either go Shaw, who hasn't played center since probably 2013 playoffs when he played with Kane and Saad. You can possibly go Kampf. You can maybe move Carpenter up to the third line and put him there. There's really a lot of uncertainty there. And then on the fourth line, who knows what? Because if you put one of those three up there, if you put Shaw, then really you have to put either Kampf or Carpenter down on the fourth line. And that is not very good. That is not a very good line down the middle there. And that is something, like I said, the Blackhawks have struggled with in recent years to keep. And that is going to become a problem. Because they have the offense in Kane and Kubalik now. However, we also don't have the defense, and we're going to need that in the center. Usually centers are the one to be the two-way forward, and you've seen that in Toews and Strome and Dach. They're usually the ones who have to provide more of the defense on the forward line. And if you don't have guys who can do that, then that also is going to be a problem, especially with the Blackhawks' defense. We do not have good defense. And that's no secret. So that is going to become a very big problem for the Blackhawks if they cannot maintain their centers. We've seen it in recent years, like I've said. It's going to become a problem. Alright, back with you guys again. This is your host, Jake Golden, on the Chi-Town Hockey Podcast. I've pretty much gotten to all the Blackhawks news so far, is really due to the coronavirus. There's really nothing going on. So to get into a little bit more, kind of really not even NHL news, but really sports-related news, is a few days ago, Dr. Anthony Fauci, the lead doctor for diseases and disease control, in the United States government. In a press conference the other day, he stated that sports can return in the year 2020, but it will require multiple changes. These changes include players being tested for coronavirus weekly, players and families being monitored, and all teams slash players in hotels slash isolated areas, and of course, no fans will be allowed in attendance. Now, this is where there's a little bit of speculation for me, because if you play in one arena, or you play in two, three, four arenas, and say a family member of one player goes to the grocery store and picks up the coronavirus, then that player gets it, it's now in the arena, infects the team's teammates, or infects his teammates or the team's players, and all the other teams playing in that arena, and the team that played his team gets it, then what do you do? So a lot of things have to go right here for the NHL, and really sports in general, to be able to return in 2020, because there is a lot of uncertainty around really everything with the coronavirus. And I really just don't know if you can maintain players not getting this virus, because we've already seen multiple players in the NBA have gotten it. There's already a couple players in the NHL from the Senators and Avalanche that have gotten it. And you really just can't really prove, per se, that players are not going to get this virus. Even if they're isolated, even if their families are monitored, you still have to go out and do necessary things, such as go to the grocery store. And you really don't know what can happen. So like I said, a lot of things have to go right. And I think that's part of the problem with sports returning in 2020. Okay, guys, so sorry that this episode was a bit short. Obviously, due to the coronavirus, there's really nothing to talk about. So I'll probably be reducing podcast frequency to about once a week, maybe once every 2 weeks, maybe. Really just because there's no news going on. But please make sure to send in those listener questions. You can go ahead and send them in through comments or direct message on Twitter at ShyTownPod. You can send them in through comments or direct message on Instagram at ShyTown.pod. You can email the podcast at ShyTownHockeyPodcast@gmail.com. Or actually, excuse me, it's ShyTownHockeyPod@gmail.com. Sorry about that, guys. So send in those listener questions. Those listener questions make this show a lot better for me, and probably for you guys too, as really, as you've seen, this episode is going to be really short, because I really have nothing to talk about. So make sure you send in those listener questions, guys, for any of those contact methods. I love to answer those, and I hope you guys love hearing your questions answered. Make sure to go ahead and send those in. But I really appreciate you guys listening to this episode, and hope to see you guys in the next one. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you guys next time.